guys are my favorite at night.
Here we go!
Tonight on Pretty Late with Patty Vasquez, it's Thrifty Thursday. We have world-famous burlesque dancer Michelle L. Amour.
She's my cherry pie, cool drink of water, such a sweet surprise.
Food from Greg and Christina Gardbo from Chicago Culinary Kitchen.
I'm supposed to be driving a semi, but I can't because I'm crying from laughing.
And beam me up, Scotty. We've got tickets to give away to George Takei this weekend at the Chicago Theater. And now, here's your host, Patty Vasquez.
Hello, it is, usually I start the show saying that it's whatever night. I would say it's Thursday, February 2nd, but now that we're starting at midnight post-Blackhawks game, I feel disingenuous saying that it's Thursday since it's Friday.
Yeah.
And it's already begun Esmeralda's weekend, right? This is your last day of the week.
Yeah, but don't you do the, I haven't slept yet?
I haven't slept yet, so it's not tomorrow yet.
Yeah.
I'm straddling this dilemma right now. Fine. It is Thursday, February 2nd. We are live in the Allstate Showcase studio. I'm so happy to be on tonight. And thank you for playing some of that from last night. I went home and asked my husband if he was under the impression that the song Sweet Cherry Pie was in reference to female genitalia. And he disagrees. He does not think. And then he started Googling and doing some research. Google Sweet Cherry Pie as a reward in the circus. That's something that Steve, I don't know if he was just babbling and making things up to me this morning. Maybe I was dreaming he said that to me.
As a reward in the circus?
Yeah, I don't know what he meant by that. Maybe it was for the elephants.
Jesus, this is just falling into another trap. I see what's going on here.
Maybe Michelle L'Amour can tell me if that's her interpretation of the song Sweet Cherry Pie. But we were having some good time with that, and I got some texts from listeners who were laughing. I hope that we didn't cause any injuries on the expressways. Joining me in studio is Michelle L'Amour, who has a performance. You always have the most beautiful artwork on Instagram and Facebook. You look stunning tonight.
Thanks. I just got done with a show.
What? Now, where were you performing tonight?
Untitled.
Untitled.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. Now, is your understanding of the song Sweet Cherry Pie?
Yes. The answer is yes. Of course it is.
It is that? Okay. I was not the only one. There were other listeners, mostly women, who did not hear it that way. I've never seen the video.
I don't know. I think I have a strange perspective, though.
No, everybody else.
Yeah.
You were along with the majority who took it that way.
Yeah.
What kind of music influenced you when you were young? Because you do obviously incorporate music, and you are a dancer. Mm-hmm. You embody what it means to transform music into movement.
Mm-hmm. I came into music late, actually, as a kid. I was raised Christian, so I was actually listening to a lot of Christian music, which didn't inspire me in the least.
Not to move at all?
No, not at all. I hated it. I tried to like it.
Well, some Christian music can be.
No.
No, not the Christian music you listen to.
No.
No?
No, but music for me, I mean, I was playing violin, so classical music was great. And then rock. I love Led Zeppelin, classic rock. I also love rap and hip hop. And
what do you have a go-to since you do, you train so much with music? Is there something you just want to relax and just kick back?
Relaxing music?
Yeah.
I'm looking for the most perfect relaxing music.
You're on the hunt right now?
Like put me to sleep kind of music. That's what I like. Because sometimes we'll put on some nice classical, but sometimes classical can get really raucous.
It can.
It can get a little crazy.
It's almost anxiety-inducing.
Yeah. It's like some big fanfare, like putting you to sleep. It doesn't work.
Well, my sons, Griffin, who is 13 and shares a bedroom with his younger brother, Declan, who is 11. Mm-hmm. Declan's nonverbal, but is drawn to music. And Griffin has started, I'll hear them going to bed, and he's like, Declan, you're going to love this. It's Pacabell.
I
started laughing because Griffin is like setting the iPod for, whatever classical music for the night. It's just, it's really
I
sweet.
I love Pacabell. I used to play violin, so I used to play that all the time. And I thought, I'll totally walk down the aisle to this song. Turns out everybody does that.
Yeah, I didn't.
I had no idea.
I had not been to enough weddings, and I also did walk down the aisle to Pacabell. I guess it was sort of cheesy.
I mean, I didn't, but I thought I would.
I did.
My wedding was not traditional at all, in the least.
What did you walk down the aisle to?
I ended up performing and doing an act, so I ended up nakedy and then and covered in oil, and then I had girls come out on stage and wipe me down and dress me for my wedding.
I think Mike wants you to rewind that for a second. She said nakedy. Yes.
Oh, I actually have some of her music right here.
I don't think that cherry pie was the music at her wedding.
No, I don't think so.
So you were on stage and you had women
and
wipe
I
the...
had women dressing me and wiping the oil off of me. and then Frankie came from the other end and well, that sounds filthy.
From the other entrance. Yeah. From the other entrance of the stage.
Makes cherry pie sound so innocent. Yeah, so he came in from the other side of the stage, and we got married on stage to an audience who had no idea that we were getting married.
Were you nakedy through the whole ceremony, or
I mean,
only for the performance?
My dress was small.
It was small. And what was Frankie wearing?
A suit.
Okay. I don't.
Come on, I'm a lady.
That's right. You are a lady. You are the world's most naked woman. Is your title?
Mm-hmm.
So it would make sense that you would get married that way.
Yeah,
I appreciate that. What do you have coming up?
I have a great new Valentine's show called La Nue, which means naked.
Naked.
In French. Yes. La Nue. It's going to be at Untitled, 111 West Kinsey, and it's February 11th, 12th, and 14th.
And how can people get information for tickets?
They can go to untitledsupperclub.com/event/La Nue, spelled L-E-N-U, or they can go to michellelamore.com.
And you have a Facebook page as well.
Of course. Yeah. I have everything.
And her Instagram is fantastic. Do you like brisket?
Yes, I do.
We're going to have some barbecue.
All right, let's do it.
There's some brews as well. We have our friends in the green room from the Chicago Culinary Kitchen, Greg and Christina, and they're going to, they have some Texas-style barbecue.
Nice.
I'm very excited. I told Rob Martier to get down here. Esmeralda, I know that you're easing back in after your 30-day cleanse, so I won't pressure you. But we will dive right in after this on 720 WGN. You are listening Pretty Late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, live in the Allstate Showcase studio. So delighted to welcome back Michelle Lamore, whose show, La Nue, is going to be her new show at Untitled on February 11th, 12th, and 14th.
Correct.
It's 111 West Kinsey. Mm-hmm. That's very exciting. Go to her Facebook page, her Instagram account, and see some of the... Oh, there's a lovely postcard. Oh, I love this. I really do love what you do with a lot of the artwork that... online. Do you you have headphones? Hi, Christina Garbeau and Greg Garbeau. How are you doing? Am I saying that right?
Garbeau.
Welcome. You have that bit brisket's going to be really making the hallways sing with the aroma of barbecue for days.
You should smell the car.
Yeah. It's intense. Thank you so much. By the way, thank you for being so patient too. I know that you got here early, and they called and they were like, "Do you have a cart?" I'm like, "That's a huge transportation for brisket."
It's a Cambro.
Mm-hmm. Tell me what a Cambro is. It's some sort of heating that keeps everything hot.
It does.
It's a traveling furnace.
It's insulated. It's basically like a cooler, but it's built to be able to put pans of meat in.
Oh, there you go. I know. I'm waiting for them to open it like at 12:30. We'll pop that baby open, and you said it keeps meat warm. For hours.
A long time, yeah.
Can people buy, like, if they're going to travel? I mean, I'm guessing you have to transport, you do a lot of business with moving meat, which sounded weird, but it's.
But it sounds like my job.
It does.
So you can use an actual cooler and just put blankets down.
Okay.
And then we put meat on top. You put another blanket on top. It will keep it pretty much the same way.
And where did you what got you started in the meat business and barbecuing? Because I'm, by the way, love the shirts.
Thank you.
You have these great, like, they're like motorcycle shirts. I don't know how to describe them. Like Harley Davidson type.
Kind of
tough. There's a toughness
to
you.
Gas station shirts. Yeah.
Oh, you went gas station.
Gas attendant, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. We got a good embroiderer too, so we got everything pretty easy.
I go badass and you're like, "No, I'm more like good gas attendants."
I like her description. Badass.
Badass. You look badass in your shirts. And so tell me a little bit about the Culinary Kitchen, Chicago Culinary Kitchen.
Oh, how we got into the meat. Well, we've been doing barbecue for a long time. We did a lot of entertaining at our house, and eventually our friends would actually try and get us to have an event so they could come over and they'd invite themselves.
Really?
And we just, you know, we love entertaining and we love cooking. We love good food. But we actually wanted to get into the craft beer world when the Steel Revolution was going on.
Stainless Steel Revolution.
What's the Stainless Steel Revolution? Everybody, I have no idea.
Everybody and their brother wants to make beer. So,
oh, I see what you're saying.
And then try to get something in stainless steel. It's virtually impossible, or it's, you know, it's astronomical, the price.
Oh, mm-hmm. Really? So, I mean, is it because of the size? We're not talking about people in their garages or the extra room in the basement, right? With the stainless steel.
That's how they start.
Really?
Mm-hmm. So we were looking to get into brewing, but everybody was doing it at the time. I actually went to Siebel for their technological beer course when we were looking into it. And we decided after doing a lot of research that that wasn't the route we were going to do. So we were going to go back and pursue passion of food. But problem with barbecue catering is everyone does it. And so you're getting nickel and dimed.
Sure.
And we didn't want to have to travel and be on site cooking a whole hog overnight.
So I don't blame you on that.
Oh, it's a long time.
Yeah.
Yeah. We actually started a catering business called Rock and Rodizio, where we cook on churrascos. So it's basically like Fogo de Chão, Texas Day Brazil. We now have three churrascos imported from Brazil. Mm-hmm. And we have a box truck. And we do prep at our kitchen, which is where the barbecue kitchen is now. And then we go and cook on site for events. And since we had the commissary, which is a restaurant, and we've been using the kitchen for prep, we decided to go ahead and build out the front and get back into what we originally wanted to do, and that was barbecue. So it kind of came full circle because now we're also using the beer in the kitchen because we do barbecue and craft beer pairings.
Nice. I know you were telling me I was going to crack one open before I went into the stairwell, and you're like, oh, that's for the barbecue.
Yeah, you got to try it with the brisket.
Yeah, they
brought you two different ones that are going to be really good with the brisket.
So two different. I thought we were saying two different briskets.
Well, there are two briskets. We did bring two briskets. There's lots of brisket.
You can carry it up the stairs with you.
Can I get over my head just sort of carry that? What distinguishes when you're describing what you do, you know, when you're competing with other barbecue connoisseurs, you know, with other people who are in your business, what distinguishes you?
I think what distinguishes us is that, well, number one, we have a passion and it's just our love for doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And I also want to say it's our freshness as well. Like everything's made that day. You know, I don't know who does, but I know there's places like, hey, we have extra ribs from the night before or something.
Ooh.
And they'll just take them and they'll resauce them. We don't sauce anything. Nothing has sauce on it, even though sauce is a very Midwestern type of thing.
Right.
We don't sauce anything. There's sauce on the table. If you want to sauce something, be our guest. But sometimes we watch people sauce things before they even try it, and we work hard at
it. He looked like he was in pain. Sometimes people put sauce before
it,
you see
it
that?
It angers me. You know, I'm like, no, we just try it first, you know, before you sauce it up.
Yeah, we're careful with the woods we use so that they don't impart too much of acrid smoke into the meats. It's more light and fruity, and just gives a good smoke flavor. And then we work really hard with the seasonings and picking what seasonings we're actually going to use to season the meat before we smoke it to make sure that it comes out with a flavor that you don't need to put sauce on. But, I mean, I myself like sauce on certain things.
I like sauce.
Sure. But try it first.
On certain things, yeah. Try it first and see if it needs it.
I've worked in restaurants where I can see the chefs like looking out to see if someone salts something before they try it.
Yeah.
It makes them crazy. So I can see that in your eyes. You're like, don't put the sauce on.
It makes me crazy, and I didn't even cook the food.
Yeah.
But people just assume they need more of something. And I think people think of barbecue as the sauce and not the process.
There's places that you read, we're the best sauce, you know, and that's their tagline, that's their headline. I'm like, no, we have the best meat. I mean, this is the meat is the star of the show. So,
So
we took our passions. What we love doing was, you know, barbecuing, smoking food, and beer, and we put them together. And you know, from our travels, we took little things or little iotas of different places throughout the world that we went to, and we basically put it into the kitchen then. You know, just the things that we want.
Where would you say in the places you've traveled to have influenced you, been sort of inspired? I mean, you don't have to lock it down to one. I want the other places to be disappointed.
Denmark, for sure.
I was just reading a piece on Copenhagen. Have you been to Copenhagen?
Rocks.
No. You're from Denmark?
Well, I have family there.
Okay.
So that's what the last name is from.
Ah.
Yeah. So we
Gardbo.
Gardbo.
Mm-hmm. I went the wrong way. I didn't make it because Lanue.
Yeah.
Gardbo.
Yeah.
It was inappropriate. I apologize. Denmark is one of my favorite. It's so expensive to live there, but if I could, I would live there.
So we went to a place called War Pigs, and War Pigs is...
That's another badass name.
It's a badass place.
Yes.
It's in the meatpacking district, and so the chef there is actually from here. He's from Chicago, and so are the brewers. So it is a Three Floyds McKellar collaboration, and it also has its Texas barbecue there as well.
Oh, really? Yeah, so when people are thinking, again, I think it's important to say that barbecue is not the sauce. It's the meat or whatever it is that you're... I mean, because barbecue, you may as well dip it in bread if you're going to just douse it in sauce.
Mm-hmm.
Although I have to say, I mean, I do like a good sauce.
I do, too, on certain things, but some things just don't need it.
Because Michelle was asking, she's like, well, brisket's healthy. And I said, well, it depends on the sauce. And then I realized you probably don't put the sauce on.
So, nope.
So you can control, because a lot of what's in a barbecue sauce is a lot of sugar.
True.
Mm-hmm. So that affects the meat in a way that I'm guessing you guys don't want people.
Well, that's
to...
where your carbs are going to come from, is in the sauce. So if you want to eat healthy, just don't sauce. Eat it Texas style.
I'm off the sauce right now.
You're off the sauce?
Yeah.
Well, then we have water. I have Pellegrino for you.
Oh, very nice.
That'll work. Yeah. So it's funny. Mike just handed me some more information. And I do a segment every Friday night. We're actually going to do it tomorrow night with friends of ours who serve in the Marines. We do a segment called Semper Film. We watch military movies with Marines, currently serving Marines. And so you're a Marine. Marine.
Yes.
Once a Marine, always a Marine. San Diego or down in
San Diego.
I went to the recruit depot. That was I struggled a little bit on that bayonet course. I ain't gonna lie to you. That was a bit much.
It was quite amazing. But that brought me all around. I mean, I went to 5 different continents before I was 21.
Mm-hmm.
So we went all over. It was an amazing experience.
Well, how long did you serve?
4 years, 81 to 85.
Yeah.
I know it doesn't look it, but.
It does not look.
He put the silver in.
We were there when we were there when the guys finished the Crucible. We actually were there. I'll have to show you a link to the video we have on the WGN Radio Facebook page and actually our WGN site. That was an incredible experience. Now, how did you guys meet, Christina and Greg?
Good story.
Is it? We met at the gym. He basically stalked me like a velociraptor.
Nice.
So if you've seen Jurassic Park. Yeah. You know, you don't have to worry about the one that's right in front of you. You got to worry about the one that's going to get you from the side.
That's
he actually
fantastic.
Sent somebody in from the front and got me from the side. When I'm at the gym, I don't talk to anybody.
You have to that.
Yeah.
If you're a gym, you know, you go there all the time. You know the chicks you can talk to and the girls you cannot talk to. Because as soon as you go talk to that girl, you're the creeper. You're out.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, because you're not there. We're not
done.
There for that.
They're
for
you're
my
not.
Workout. I don't want to talk.
But you're there for
workout.
My entertainment, though.
right.
Yeah.
The worst is that thigh machine. I don't know how anybody can do that in public.
Yeah.
You don't talk about the thigh spreader and clothes. I don't
that
know. What
that one is almost
stand on those foot pedals and do squats while doing that.
No.
Yes. Jeez. I wanted to get it on video and post it, but I'm not that savvy
that
when it comes to being
fun.
Sneaky with
you.
To get that machine.
That's almost like as bad as the one on the girl. Like you look like a girl on the bed talking on her phone when you have like the legs going up and you're working the back like quads. Oh,
the back
that one's
quads.
Just embarrassing.
The hamstrings.
Maybe.
Yeah,
oh,
the hamstrings.
Otherwise known as the back quads. We must be going to a different gym. That's
rear
what I was
quads.
Told.
Rear quads. I know which one you're talking about. And the rear muscles as well.
Yes, the side quadruplos.
Actually, Michelle Amore has an excellent workout for your rear quads.
Oh my gosh.
She really does. I showed it to Greg and Christina before the show tonight. You can, everyone go to YouTube and Google Michelle Lamore for her fantastic videos. And also, before we go, we're going to go to the break and we're going to have some brisket during the news. Where can people find out more information about hiring you for catering and all the great work that you do? You go. Don't whisper to each other. You have to do it.
I'm sorry.
So
you can go to our website.
Hug both of you.
At www.chicagoculinarykitchen.com. We're also on Facebook and Twitter.
Excellent.
And Instagram.
And we'll Instagram some of your food.
We love social media.
You sound like you love it. Yeah. We are on it. We put things up.
It's
people.
A whole other job in itself.
Yes.
It really is. I know. I'm going to go do one right now. More after this on 720 WGN. Quick break.
This is our review.
You're listening Pretty Late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, live in the Allstate Showcase studio. Joining me is Michelle Lamore, her show La Nuit for Valentine's Weekend and February 11, 12, and 14th at Untitled 111 West Kinsey. And when I was walking by and Greg was slicing up the meat with Christina, he goes, this is the fatty end. And I'm like, excuse me, sir. I just came out of the stairwell climbing for the Fight for Air Climb training. And I think I'm doing all right. But he was explaining to me that they're pointing out that this is the the fattier? Is this a juicier end? Is the Christina?
It is juicier. It's the fattier end. The mm-hmm. other end is you get the point and the flat. The point is the fatty end, mm-hmm. and the flat is the leaner end. And it's separated by the decal, which is a line of fat that goes through it.
The line of decal is the line of fat.
Line
and
of decal.
Frankie joins us on the air too. You can go ahead and keep. I won't interrupt while you're eating because this is amazing.
It's
Esmeralda, by the way,
really
I think her.
Good.
If I'm wrong, if I'm mistaken, Esmeralda's chair has spun around and she's not in the traffic booth anymore.
It's still spinning.
I'm heading downstairs. So I just tried some of the lean, and I haven't tried the. I have to be on the air, so I can't try another piece of meat just yet. It's going to be another one of those nights, Mike. I hope that people aren't driving off the road, whether they're laughing or not. But you have good meat, my friends.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So tell me a little bit about, because I'm tasting a little bit of peppery, a little bit of, I'm guessing there's a wide range of spices that you use.
No.
No.
So it's.
You're wrong, Patty. Start again.
I'm so sorry.
I know Esmeralda. Come grab you a plate.
Oh, delicious.
It's so good. There's a lean end and a fatty end, and it doesn't mean us. It
just you should try both.
Yes, yeah. You have to try both.
So the seasons that we're using on this is very simplistic. Mm-hmm. So a true Texas brisket is really just like a Dalmatian rub, which is just basically coarse salt and coarse black pepper. We add two more things to it. We add actually granulated garlic. And then our secret ingredient is actually espresso.
You put coffee in there?
Yep.
Espresso.
Genius.
It's not
oh my
secret
gosh.
Anymore.
Yeah.
It's his, well, the way he does it, the ratio is his secret.
Actually, everything is 1-to-1.
Everything.
There. Now everyone can make our brisket at home. And that's okay. We do actually, if you come to one of our classes, if you want a recipe, we have nothing to hide. Mm-hmm. You know, we feel that you're going to come to our class and come and eat at our food anyways, just to come see us and come hang out. And
they do have a lot in common with you, Miss Lamour.
Right?
They really do. Come see what we do. Come see us in the raw.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
Maybe we could do kind of like a,
a burlesque meet-off?
A meet and greet?
Oh,
I like it.
I do. I like that. She does. She has a studio as well where she teaches burlesque and all kinds of mm-hmm. wonderful, lovely moves. I've taken the classes myself.
Yeah.
We're thinking about doing a WGN crew coming and doing some classes with you.
Great.
I'm going to have to get in on that.
Well, I think
I'll bring meat.
Yes. Come dance with us.
Like
and we'll come meet with you.
There you go.
We can meet.
There's so many meat puns flying around right now. I don't know where I can put my
Careful
head on.
It doesn't fly in your face.
That's right.
Hello.
It's all juicy.
This is just like last night all over again.
Esmeralda, did you get everything? Did you get I got everything. Now we have the first one you gave me to try. The first beer you gave me is the stout, the bourbon stout.
That is
Allagash
Black.
Ooh,
and it is a Belgian style stout from Allagash Brewing Company. There actually isn't a true Belgian stout, but Allagash just took what they loved of Belgian beer and stouts and just mixed them together, and it worked out. And I love this one with brisket. You need a big beer to stand up to brisket because it's a big meat.
Yes.
The next one we're going to try is going to be the bourbon, the Kentucky bourbon.
Okay. Because I love Belgian. They're farmhouse ales.
Mm-hmm.
They have a little bit of like clove or citrus in them sometimes.
Yeah, they have. It's the esters from the yeast
mm-hmm.
that give it kind of those fruity flavors.
Esther, she knows her
esters.
Stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Esther. She's not playing.
No.
Oh,
she's working on getting her Cicerone, which is the equivalent of a
sommelier.
Okay.
So that's what she's working on right now. It's a long process.
Yeah.
Well, but it means I get to drink a lot of beer.
Now, are you finding that, do you have preferences? Because as a sommelier in the beer industry, do you have, those moments where you go, well, I just don't like IPAs or I don't.
Actually, I went through pretty much all the beers starting out a couple years ago. But once we got into the IPAs, it's one of those, IPAs is something you have to kind of build yourself up to.
Yeah.
It's not like you drink an IPA and you're like, oh, this is my favorite beer.
What does his knuckles say?
Brewhead.
I've got a tattoo of my mischievous hop. Yeah, we have beer tattoos.
You have a lot of tattoos.
We do.
So you have to build up to the IPA, I apologize.
Yeah, but now we've both been hooked on IPAs for probably a year and a half, 2 years now, and double IPAs. I've actually had to take a step back when we started doing the beer pairings at the kitchen because you can't pair everything with a double IPA. It actually will blow your palate and you won't be able to taste the meat.
Is that because of how
bitter?
Yeah.
Yeah. IPAs tend to be very bitter and they're going to change the flavor of everything that you eat after you've drank them.
What's the best thing to pair an IPA with then?
To pair with the IPAs? I actually do pair single IPAs with ribs.
Okay.
As long as it's not too hoppy, too bitter. With the craft beer industry, they tend to go to the extreme of everything. But you can find some nice IPAs that aren't to the extreme. And the bitterness will help cut through some of the richness of the meat. So it's just like with wine when you're pairing beer with food, is you're looking for either complementing the taste of the food,
right,
doing a contrast, or creating something interesting.
Okay. It's an artwork.
It is an artwork. Mm. But what pairs really well with barbecue, usually, they recommend, you know, stouts and porters, dark ales.
Kind of a heavier beer.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. At the classes, we usually try and start out with something light and then build it up. So I'll look for, like, I'll do Saison pairings, but we'll use that for, like, the chicken,
right,
or the pork.
And that makes sense.
One of the white meats.
Right, so. And that's kind of the same way you use a white wine with fish and chicken,
right,
kind of thing. And also, and you were saying IPAs are probably better with the ribs. Is that because it's a sweeter meat?
It helps. The bitterness helps cut through the richness.
Okay.
But alcohol itself is kind of a cleansing, so it'll help get rid of some of that, cut through that fattiness and the richness of the meats. Same thing is true for like Belgian beers. That effervescence will kind of cleanse the palate if you're eating something that's really rich.
Very cool. I've had some of the lean meat, and I'm not taking a break just because I want to eat some of the fatty meat. How's the
meat? She wants the next beer.
The next. How's the meat?
It's so good.
Isn't that delicious?
It's so juicy.
Now, Frankie, I know you're in the middle of a bite, but you were saying that you've been on the hunt for good Texas barbecue.
Well, he's a Texan.
Yes. So how does it stand up?
Hold on, let me see. Outside of the state of Texas, this is the best that I've had.
Really? Outside of Texas?
And I've lived here for 24 years.
Get on it. Look at that.
And I'm sure you've made the circuit.
Cheers to that.
Oh, yeah. Tried. Yeah.
Cheers.
Well, there you go.
It's delicious. It's perfect.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, now you know where to get your meat catered from. Get your meat on. We are talking to mm-hmm. Greg and Christina Gardbo. They are from the Chicago. They are the entrepreneur. I'm sorry, my brain has frozen from the meat. They are the
meat
owners.
Sweats.
I'm having meat sweats.
Meat sweats.
Not what yet.
What are meat sweats?
You'll toss and turn at night. And
you've never heard of meat sweats?
I've never heard of meat sweats.
Oh man.
Eat that half of that brisket. You'll have a meat sweat.
You'd have to eat more than that.
Have you had meat sweats?
Oh yeah. No, definitely.
What?
The fact that you don't know what meat sweats are mean you have not had meat sweats yet.
I don't have meat sweats. I've had whiskey worries, but
whiskey worries.
I've gone to bed going, I had too much whiskey, but I haven't had meat sweats.
French
fries. There's always a first.
French fry sweats. Yeah. I don't. I've never laid in bed thinking that was the meat that's making me sweat.
This oh my gosh.
20 yeah. WGN. Yeah. You know, I'm so glad that I did some stair climbing before I came in studio tonight, because I am devouring some brisket right here. I actually did climb. I'm training for the American Air Lung Association's Fight for Air Climb, and I want everyone to join me. Everyone. I don't care how crowded those stairwells get. Join me and WGN Radio in the fight to end lung disease on Sunday, March 5th at the American Lung Association's Fight for Air Climb, presented by United Healthcare at Presidential Towers in Chicago's West Loop. This is not only Chicago's biggest stair climb, but it is the nation's biggest stair climb, and you can climb 1, 2, 3, or all four towers. That's 180 floors. Frankie, I know that you and Michelle are just dying to be in the stairwell with me this year. I know. You can sponsor our team. You can donate for us,
okay,
too.
Sure.
And it's all in a mission to help save lives by improving lung health. It's a great way to meet your own personal fitness goals this year as well. Register now to join us. And if you can't or won't climb with us, which is fine, I understand, you can still help with a pledge in support of the WGN Radio team. 89 cents of every dollar raised goes directly to education, research, and advocacy. You can register or pledge online at fightforairclimb.org or call 312-781-1100. I'm not the only one that's been affected by lung disease. My father had small cell lung cancer, but I know a lot of people that listen to the show have texted us about different family members, or they themselves have been battling with different respiratory diseases. And, you know, it's just one of those small things that we can do to help out and support each other. And I am happy. I feel good tonight. First of all, Michelle Lamour, who's one of my favorite people on the planet. Thank you so much being here. Love you, too. And you brought Frankie with. We like him, too.
He's all right.
Teasing. He's delightful as well. And I have met two of my new favorite people. We have Greg and Christina Gardbo joining us in studio there with the Chicago Culinary. Wait, I'm losing all of my notes. Culinary Kitchen. Chicago Culinary Kitchen, and you've brought in a brisket. Two briskets? Or just, two. You brought, well, why'd you bring two? How many people do you think are going to be here?
Maybe he's going
to
be hungry.
I think we're going to slice one of those in half. We'll give half a tray to them and half a tray. I have to take some of this home for my family.
I'm not going
to
say no.
Mm-hmm. Well, because, I mean, you know, I thank you.
No problem.
It's a wealth of meat. I don't know what to do with that. Yes, use all these cuts for whatever you want, Mike. Mike's like, there's one I'm going to put down. Esmeralda's making mental notes of what time it was for Nick D's show, for out of context. It all works.
Oh, I'm prepared, yes.
We're going to hear all of these in about 3 hours, right, on Nick D's show. Plus, this goes into the Nick D spies. It all works out very well. I don't mind. So the pickles and the Bloody Mary sauce, these are yours as well? These are your blends?
These are not. These are, okay. This is a company we found called McClure's. Mm-hmm. We feel that they're Bloody Mary and they're pickled. They're just, the pickles are amazing. The Bloody Mary mix is out of this world. You really don't have to do much for that. So when you come, our grand opening for the public will be March 4th.
Ooh.
So that'll be a Saturday. But on Sundays, we're going to have something called Meat Church. So,
yeah, I wanted to ask you.
Come worship the Lord.
Yep. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
So, I got your deckle right here.
You do. So you will, I think we have something called the Viking's Blood, which is actually, you will have that Bloody Mary. That's what you get. Mm-hmm. You get 32 ounces of that entire Bloody Mary mix. We use vodka and aquavit, and then we put the pickle in there.
Tell people what aquavit is, because they don't all know.
Aquavit is a Danish liqueur, and it has a caraway flavor to it.
That's a good name. Hence the Viking.
Yep, hence the Viking. So we use that. And we also smoke the ice that will go in there as well.
I'm sorry. Can you please repeat those words?
We smoke the ice.
I don't understand. Frankie, you're nodding like, well, of course they smoke the ice. Why wouldn't they smoke the ice?
Who wouldn't smoke the ice?
Yeah, it's ridiculous. Who doesn't smoke their ice? Every time I put an ice tray on, I smoke it first, and then I put it in the freezer.
The CPD is on their way right now.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Can you please explain to me smoking ice?
So we'll put the ice in first, and we'll put the alcohol in. And we have this little tube. It kind of looks like something you would smoke a substance out of, you know. It
looks like a big bong.
Yeah, okay. Like a steamroller, what I heard.
What you said.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I've never seen one before either.
It's a chef-y thing, and it actually, you put in whatever type of wood you want in this the top of the piece, and it just smokes. It shoots out smoke.
We are in so much trouble. There's so many reasons for this show to get pulled over right now. It's not even.
I love that.
I don't even know. And Michelle's not even naked. I don't understand why we're getting pulled
yet.
Over.
Not yet.
Not yet.
This is great.
She is the nakedest lady in the world.
The nakedest.
She's I'm using that word nakedy from now on.
Nakedy.
No, you're not.
Why can't she use it? Just, I mean, in private, she has to use it all the time.
Nakedy.
I think that has to go on the menu somewhere. If you're smoking ice, why can't your ice be nakedy?
Good.
Nakedy brisket, no sauce.
Yeah. Wow.
Or
I would call it that.
Sauce comes later.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
So many things to pull.
No.
Oh geez. Now I'm in it. Oh no. Look what you've done to me.
Just don't pull out.
I'm just a bad influence. This is an amazing Bloody Mary mix. So you're gonna have a smoked ice. And your Bloody Mary with aquavit or vodka?
Aquavit and vodka.
Oh, and vodka.
Yep.
Okay, so I need you to show up at an
Does
event.
Does he sound like an either or kind of guy to you?
He's the only one who's being serious here.
I know, he's really trying to work with
he's
me.
He's like, let me get this out.
He's a Marine.
He's talking about a big gulp of Bloody Mary.
32 ounces.
He's like...
And Meat Church.
The head deacon at Meat Church, you know?
Yeah, wait, are you going to pass around like the donation plate?
Hold on.
So we preach, brother.
We have a keyboardist coming in, and they'll be playing on Sunday church music.
Oh, there you go.
But not any kind of church music.
Yes.
It's going to be basically like Phantom of the Opera meets Metallica.
Awesome.
Nice.
See, that's the kind of Christian music I can get behind, Patty. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, we're going to rock out. Palatine does not know what's coming downrange.
Yeah.
It's coming. We're going to rock and roll.
Palatine kind of needs it. Let's be honest.
Oh, they
We like Palatine,
need
but they need some. They need Meat Church.
They do.
Get you to Meat Church. Now, mm-hmm. If people could go, I mean, like, have you talked to the churches in the area and said, look, this is what we're going to do? Not for nothing, but I'm just saying.
Lamb of God, you take away. Yeah, we're ready.
It goes into the little notebook. What do you get? The flyers?
Book? No, but the brochure.
Yeah, exactly.
The brochure.
Missalette.
Pamphlet.
You know.
Missalette.
Little help. The mass instructions. The program.
Missalette.
312-9.
Terrible people.
I'll take Missalette for 500.
And I go to church. I don't know. They give me a thing that tells me what's going to happen
next.
Psalms? No, but
no, I know. It's like the
primer, the what's happening today in church.
I know it. I was so raised in the church.
These are the bulletin? Yes.
The bulletin.
Okay. So yes. Can you erase that from the recording part of this and pretend like, we're going to start the whole show over and I'm going to get the bulletin correct. So that you go in and you just, put a little advertisement after church, meet us at Meat Church.
We're hoping it will replace. We're going to do it early.
I think complimenting is good. Or replace. Hey, whatever it takes.
Maybe we can just invite the pastors in and they can eat and drink with their congregation.
I actually know some retired priests who are still very religious, but I think we get a kick out of this. Not for nothing. I'm just saying that they were previously ordained. I don't know why I'm using this voice, but it seems appropriate.
Not for nothing.
I'm trying to get away with something over here. No, but I mean, there's...
It's just getting better.
Can you get like a non-denominational clergy to like also participate in your meat church?
Could probably ask my father.
Are you a preacher's kid too?
My father was a Mormon bishop.
My brother was a Mormon missionary. Way farther down on the line. Way so very low. Really?
Yeah.
So you grew up Mormon?
Yeah.
Are you still Mormon? Wait.
No, I'm not practicing.
Yeah, I was going to say, this seems to go contrary. There's espresso on the meat and there's beer in my cup. It doesn't seem like you and I have strayed far from the flock.
That sounds like a Mormon.
That's how you find them.
Espresso in the meat, beer in my cup.
That's how you find them?
Yes.
What do you mean?
Like the pastor's daughter. They got to get nuts.
They got to get nuts.
Let it out, girlfriend. Go.
We have so much to talk about.
Let it out.
I can't. Did you grow up in the Chicagoland area?
I was born and raised in Palatine.
Okay.
Yeah, you. Yeah.
So how old were you when you were baptized?
8.
See, I was 10, and that was my last day. Because they didn't. You got to give a girl a little warning. You're going to drown her. Right? So it's just you. It's you and this guy in a white robe, right? So you walk into this pool and blah, 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 shove me back into the water. I come, I'm like trying not to drown. And he does it 2 more times.
My father baptized me. So that would have been really bad if he was trying to drown me.
Yeah. No, I felt like I was like, dude, we were friends like 5 minutes ago. Why are you trying to tell a girl to hold her nose or something? Did your dad give you warning?
They actually have you put your hand on your nose.
Yeah, that was...
And then like they warn you and... Yeah.
It was much more drastic and it was more traumatic. It really was my because I thought when I was baptized, when I came to it, I met with my missionaries every week. We had conversations. He may or may not have said, if you don't get baptized and your parents die, you won't spend eternity with them. And that might have been my parents were not Mormon. Well, my mom was a strayed Mormon. My dad was. Anyway, long story. You didn't think you were going to come in here. It's meat church in the studio.
Right.
So it all makes sense. All right. We have to take a break. More with our guests. And I'm going to call my therapist off the air. We are hanging out with Michelle L'Amour, who has a show for Valentine's, Le Nœud, at Untitled, February 12th. 11th, 12th, and 14th. And we'll talk more about her, also her studio, where I think we have to find a way to combine Meat Church and...
Oh, yeah. Studio
L'Amour.
We have the Church of Beauty. That's
hey,
what we're
we
doing.
Brought a sample. You need to bring a sample.
Oh.
Oh.
Well played, sir. Well
Thank
played.
You.
That's Greg Gardbo and Christina Gardbo of Chicago Culinary Kitchen. And they've introduced us to a whole new world of meat right here on the air. And Frankie agrees, outside of Texas, this is the best stuff going. More after this on 720 WGN. Can I get a that's right. Our guests, Christina and Greg Gardbo, are going to have Meat Church at their new location in Palatine, the Chicago Culinary Kitchen. Where in Palatine is this going to be?
Northwest Highway and Quentin.
Northwest Highway and Quentin. Sundays they can have your incredible, the smoked ice. What's the name of the Bloody Mary? Just your Bloody Marys?
Viking Bloody.
That's right. You did say that. And I'm going to have to be there for your opening weekend.
That would be awesome.
But there's, but isn't that the, also the weekend of the big craft beer festival in Chicago? I think I'll start
a bunch of those going on like all over the next couple weeks.
I think I start at your place and then just make my way downtown for that.
We're right. We're near the Metro.
That works out perfectly.
We are near the Metro.
Is it the Northwest Line? It has to be, because if it's Northwest Highway, it has to be. Yeah.
So the train station is right by Nelly's, and if you just which is an awesome bar.
And then if you
just go up Smith Street to Northwest Highway and go one block over, we're right there.
Oh,
that's Palatine is the Bermuda Triangle.
Bermuda, come on.
That's what they call it.
Is the colloquialism of Palatine, is that Dirty Nellies we're talking here?
Dirty Nellies?
Yes, Dirty Nellies.
Oh, excellent.
Great music there, too.
This seems like a trip.
Yeah, they do have some good bands.
They have a good venue, yeah.
I love that. We also have in studio with us one of our favorite guests, Michelle Lamour, joins us. And on her way to getting a business degree at the University of Illinois, these are things I remembered. Wasn't that your pursuit?
Mm-hmm.
And you were a dancer in college as well.
Yeah, I danced on the side. I mean, not like at clubs or anything.
No, but other kind of, not necessarily what you eventually pursued, but you found your way into burlesque performing and are one of the best burlesque performers in the world. I'm not gonna hesitate to say that.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. If anyone's watched America's Got Talent, you may remember her, dancing with Kit.
So long ago.
I know. I can't believe it's been at all long ago.
I know. 2006.
You look better than
Isn't
you did
crazy?
Then. It is.
Well,
really,
it's
been 10 years.
Better. I know. That's crazy. I feel better than I did then.
I love it.
And I was such a little baby.
You were. And now you're a lady.
I'm a woman.
Oh, there you go. You can get married nakedy.
Yes, I did.
Oh, gosh.
Why do
you hate that word?
It's just too cutesy.
Oh.
Well, she's too cutesy.
I know. It's just...
Marines get annoyed.
Come
easily.
To my show. There is nothing cutesy about it. I promise.
Here, pass them up one of your postcards.
Oh, I plan on it.
I have one.
Oh, you have one. It's in
We're
my
going.
Shirt.
I
what?
Got the brochure.
We're
I got
coming nakedy.
I got right here. Do you encourage people to come nakedy to your shows?
I mean,
it's not
sure.
allowed.
Come wear something sheer.
Has anyone ever disrobed during your shows in order?
Well,
to...
yes.
I've never even because you do naked. You do naked girls reading.
Yes. We have done naked girls reading for a group of nudists a few times, and that's interesting.
Yes,
because
it's one thing to be on stage because you're like, this is that's why people come to the show, right?
Yeah,
but to perform for other people who are also naked kind of diminishes, but it's different.
It's different.
Yeah,
there's a lot to look at. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But you have something to focus on. You're reading, so
sure.
It works out very well.
Sometimes your eye catches things. Mm-hmm. Doesn't mean to catch.
Tell us a little bit about this new show you have, Lanou.
Lanou is very sexy and daring and kind of going beyond burlesque. So there's definitely burlesque elements, but it's definitely one of my most ambitious and daring productions I have ever done.
Ever.
I'm very excited about it.
I'm trying to figure out, it's my mom's birthday next week. Is this the kind of thing I should bring my mom for her birthday to see? She and I took your burlesque class, mother-daughter burlesque class.
It could be fun for the whole family. Your mom's cool.
My mom is badass is what she cool. is. Yeah, she's
I
very
like
cool.
I like her.
It's more for couples.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, couples, groups of friends, whatever. But it's fun. I mean, like crazy comedy and musicians and singers and acrobats and me and...
Yeah. No, I think I'm bringing mom for her birthday.
Yeah.
Well, I should probably check with her.
There's also male
burlesque.
It's
you or Hamilton, just so you know.
There's male burlesque too, so...
Well, there you go. Mm-hmm. Why shouldn't I bring mom? Wait, look at Christina.
Is it
Wait,
between
what?
Hamilton and me?
Yes, I think I go see you.
Oh, my God.
I don't think Wayne Brady gets naked, though,
no.
in Hamilton.
I think that's okay. It'd be weird. I mean, in a different situation, in Hamilton, it would be strange. Maybe we can see if he can come to your show afterwards.
Yeah, that'd be great.
That'd be excellent. So your show is on February 11th, 12th, and 14th.
Correct. And dinner is included.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very good food.
There's dinner too?
Mm-hmm.
I did not know that.
Yes.
And you have your studio where you have classes as well.
Correct.
What can people study? What kind of techniques are they learning at Studio
Lamour? Oh, I actually have a workshop coming up on Monday called Sensual Movement. And it is one of my most favorite classes to teach right now. It's all done in candlelight.
Oh.
And it's very beautiful.
Now,
so nice.
Do you have, I mean, because I've seen some of the things I've like, I've wanted to, and you know, it's so hard for a lot of people for scheduling, but you mm-hmm. have a lot of a variety, as you said, workshops, and then you have like a, yeah. like weekly courses as well. Do you have classes that are more nakedy? Sorry. Naked? Do you ever say naked?
I think I saw Twitch. Clothing?
Nude.
Oh, nude.
Oh, there's a difference.
Oh, there is.
Wait. There's a difference.
What?
What's do you it? Know that I've like never said nakedy, and now I've said it, and this is the only thing that you're gonna remember about me ever?
Oh, it's the nakedy. Chick.
No, I'm gonna remember the video I saw before I got to meet you, and that was amazing.
Thank you.
Yes, everyone, check out her videos on YouTube as well. But wait, did you? What's the difference between naked and nude?
I don't know if this is the actual definition, but we.
What's your interpretation?
We treat it as nude is without clothes, naked is with clothing removed.
Oh.
And there's a if you think about it, there's a difference.
Greg seems to approve of that definition. Mm-hmm. So nude and naked.
Hey, he's got the meat. I'm with him.
Hello.
And he's an ex wrestler, which he's, we find out in the break.
And a Marine.
And a Marine. So I'm not saying.
Now, by the anything. Way, now I'm reading both of your bios, and you were a nurse.
I still am. I'm still licensed. I keep my license, but I haven't worked as a nurse in about 4 years. After I took over the other main company we have doing HR, AP, and AR.
Okay.
So the food and everything came after. That's our passion, labor of love side business. So.
But if something happens in the restaurant and you're around a lot of, you know, knives and forks and things, if someone has an injury, they also can know that they have a trained medical professional.
Shh, we never say that.
Or a
never,
heart attack with
because
all the
then
meat.
They expect you to jump in.
Oh,
and,
no, she's
and
not.
And then you're treated.
Yeah, don't count
it's not
count
the Good Samaritan law.
Yes.
And we'll
because
only,
the nurses should know.
Wow.
And we'll only be open on the weekends. That's it. Saturday, Sunday till we sell out.
Wait, what?
11 a.m.
So
to
you have,
sell out.
So you have like seatings? Is that why? What do you mean
nope.
by sell out?
Come
oh, sell out of meat.
Come in.
Oh.
So open as a restaurant Saturday and Sunday starting at 11 o'clock. When we're out, we're out. Open to the public. Come in like a restaurant. It's not going to be full service where someone's going to come take your menu or your order. You'll order when you walk in. Your order will come up. You can either stay and eat and have some of our awesome craft beer that we have in stock, or you can take it carry out. Other than that, we'll have our classes, our beer pairings during the week, mm-hmm. a couple nights.
And then you also have, so obviously you have catering. How can people get some catering done?
Catering.
Because I'm guessing, do you have catering now? Because Super Bowl
yeah.
Sunday, you're perfect for a Super Bowl feast.
Yep. We have a couple catering gigs this weekend. We basically have them come and pick up Saturday or Sunday at a set time. Right now, we're not doing it so much during the week unless you have a big party or big corporate event or something. Mm-hmm. And then you can call and let us know what you're looking for, and we can see if we can help you out with that.
Excellent. Now, I have to take a break here. I have some tickets for George Takei that I had to give away. So do you guys want to hang out, or do you feel like you want to go? It's up to you. I don't want to hold anybody hostage. You're lovely to have in studio.
No,
and you're welcome to.
I think,
you're
good. I'm already up past my bedtime.
All right, then. Let's have some more Allagash. More after this on 720 WGN.
To boldly go where no man has gone before.
That's right. We have a George Takei game show right now. And I think what I'm going to have to do is, it's multiple choice. So when a listener gets one wrong, we go on to the next listener. Does that work? And then what, though? Then the next listener who gets the most, we'll keep people on the line. And come back through, because we have Bob, Steve, Alex, Shirley, and Jeff on the line. So, Bob, you're going to go first. How are you doing, Bob?
Oh, good. Thanks.
So here's the first question. It's going to be multiple choice. So here we go. George Takei was on the board of directors of A, the Nebula Awards, B, the Southern California Rapid Transit District, C, the Japanese American Society of Los Angeles, or D, Walmart. Which one of those do you think?
D.
Walmart.
C.
I'm sorry, D. C. Go ahead. C, the Japanese American Society of Los Angeles.
That was a good guess, Bob, but...
Oh, sorry, Bob. Hold on one second. You might not be out, because we're gonna rotate through everybody, give everyone a chance. Hi, Steve. Did you hear those questions? Your choices?
I did, indeed.
And which one do you believe is the correct answer?
I'm going to go with B.
B?
As in boy.
B as in boy, the Southern California Rapid Transit District.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my.
You got it correct.
What?
Oh, my.
Yeah.
Oh, that was good, too, and an impression. All right, so far, Steve has answered, so now you move on to the next question. Wow, I had no idea. All right, here we go.
It's weird, right?
It is a little bit weird.
Why would he be a part of that?
Now you have to do some research. You'll have to tell. Anybody in the studio know? Christina, Greg, Frankie, Michelle? No. Something about commuting. I think that sounds like a good answer. All right, our next question is, George's autobiography is A, From Star Trek to Los Angeles, B, Oh My, C, I'm Not Always Going to Be Commander Sulu, or D, To the Stars.
I'm going to go with D as in dog.
Mike?
Oh, my word. Just let me get...
He's trying to find a sound effect.
Get 1 second here. That is correct.
Correct.
In fact, here we go.
Oh, my.
Oh, Steve is on a roll with two correct answers. Okay, so the third question. George blank Star Trek star William Shatner. A, loved. B, co-wrote several Star Trek scripts with. C, took tap dance lessons with. Or D, did not always get along well with.
Well, technically both B and D, but I'm going to go with B, as in boy.
B as in boy? Mike, would that be the correct answer?
B as in boy is a swift, hard... Sorry, my friend.
All right, you hold on the line. You're ahead with two correct answers, so mm-hmm. We don't know yet.
Way to go, Steve.
Way to go. Hold on. You're not out yet. We do this. We have Alex on the line. Alex, you have the next shot at this. Do you know the answer? Which one was correct?
I'm going to go with D as in dog.
That would be absolutely.
Hold on. Let me take a quick check
it's
here.
Correct. It's correct.
Oh, my gosh. It's correct. Way to go, man. Way to go.
Hold on a second.
Oh, my.
There, that works a little bit faster than that.
There you go. I'll try to be faster.
I was talking brisket.
I know. Vic Vaughn, get you some brisket.
The smell is intoxicating.
I know. People in the whole building are going to be coming down here. Okay. Your next question, Alex, is in 2009, George and Brad, I'm guessing, we don't know. We'll find out what the rest of the sentence is. A, filed for divorce. B, purchased a matching set of Ford Explorers. C, started taking violin lessons together. Or D, won the TV show The Newlywed Game. What do you think?
I'm going to go with C.
What letter is that?
C as in car.
C as in car. I'm sorry. Hold on the line. You have one. One for Alex, two for Steve. Let's see what we can do here. We have Shirley on the line. Hi, Shirley. How are you doing?
Good. How are you doing?
Very well. Do you think you have the correct answer for this question? In 2009, George and Brad, A, filed for divorce. B, purchased a matching set of Ford Explorers. I wish I could be in that relationship.
Mm-hmm.
C, started taking violin lessons. By the way, that one's out. We know we just got that one wrong. And D, won the TV show The Newlywed Game. Which one do you think is the correct answer for a pair of tickets to see George Takei?
B, it's a boy.
Purchased a matching set of Ford Explorers. Good guess, but...
So very sorry, Shirley. Hold on the line. You're not out yet. This is a round robin. I think that's what we're doing. I don't know how to describe
it. I'm enjoying
this.
It, actually. This is kind of fun. It's like, it's so funny because it's just all George Takei questions.
It is. And it's a lot of George Takei.
Who would have known?
Who would have known all these things? Okay, we have Jeff on the line. Hi, Jeff.
Hi, how are you?
I'm very well. So you have two choices left for in 2009, George and Brad did what? Do you happen to know, or do you want me to reread the possible answer?
No, that's fine. I would just say D as in dog.
Oh, my.
Yay. You are correct. So you move on to the next question, Jeff. The next question
right.
is, for a while in his youth, George thought he might become A, a lawyer, B, medical doctor, C, music teacher, or D, architect.
You got this, Jeff.
Wow.
I'll say C as in cat, a music teacher.
Tough call. That's a tough one, though.
See, and this is why we keep everyone. Hold on, Jeff. Now we give Bob another shot. Hey, Bob from Wilmette. What do you think? What did he think he might become? A lawyer, a doctor, or an architect?
A lawyer.
I'm so sorry.
The abrasiveness of that horn.
I think Bob liked being buzzed. He was just like...
Here you go, Bob. This one's for you.
All right,
the house.
Steve, you're already ahead with two correct answers. What do you think he wanted to be, a doctor or an architect?
I believe it was an architect.
Oh, my.
Oh, he pulls ahead with three correct answers right there for Steve. The next question is, George is a proponent of animal rights for A, B, screen actors' rights, C, LGBT rights, D, human rights.
C as in companion.
Ooh.
Oh, my.
I think that he wins running away. So you know what I'm going to do here?
He's crushing it.
Yeah, he wins a pair of tickets right off the bat.
Great. Congratulations,
Steve. Congratulations.
Steve.
You have a pair of tickets to see George Takei this weekend on Saturday, July. Wow, I really do need summertime. February 4th, this Saturday at the Chicago Theater. Everyone else can go to Ticketmaster for more information. Hold on the line, and Mike will take your information and get you those tickets. So we're going to go to Alex, who has one correct answer and now has a shot at another at the second pair of tickets that we have. Okay, Alex, how are you doing? Do you think you can get this last
one? I'm good. I'm ready.
This is for the win, because if you can get this question right, I'm giving you the tickets because you have one correct answer. George was born where? A, Tokyo, Japan. B, Nagoya, Japan. C, Handa, Japan. Or D, Los Angeles, California.
I'm going to go with Nagoya, Japan.
Oh, Alex.
All right, thanks.
Hold on.
He just gives up so easy.
He just gave up. Here's the thing. So
he's like, oh, geez. It's the sound of the buzzer that really throws people off.
All right. He's in Nagoya. Hold on a second. Let me see what Shirley says. Shirley, this is your shot. Where do you think that George Takei was born?
I'm listening. Los Angeles.
Oh, my.
Los Angeles. Okay, now we have a tie. Now I'm confused because we have Alex and Shirley both have a correct answer, and we don't have another question. I feel like I need a question.
Oh, we need a breaker.
Oh, here we go. I do have a quick breaker. Okay, this is just from this show. It's not George Takei related. For Alex, my guests in studio, if you've been listening to the show, they have a special event coming up on weekends. What are they calling their very special event on the weekends? Alex, if you've been listening to the show on Sundays, what are they going to have at the Chicago Culinary Kitchen? Alex? Sorry, what is it?
What was the question again? I missed the first part of it.
That's okay. My guests in studio, they're going to have a grand opening March 3rd and 4th at the Chicago Culinary Kitchen. And on Sundays, they have a special event. What is the name of that special event every Sunday morning?
Oh, man. I just finished a job, and I missed the first part of your guys' conversation.
I feel like it's not a fair question then. I have no more. Do you have a tiebreaker George Takei question?
Usually my mind is bottled up with that kind of info.
What is the name of the episode where he is shirtless on mm-hmm. Star Trek and sword fighting? What is the name of the episode? If anyone can get this, you get the whole thing. We talked about it in the interview with George Takei. Alex is like, Alex buzzed himself. He hung up.
He just gave up.
Shirley?
I don't know. And I was so counting on winning because this weekend is my birthday.
Well, Shirley, because Alex hung up. You win, Shirley.
Happy birthday, Shirley.
Thank you very much.
Jeff and Bob, thank you so much for playing George Takei round robin. So, happy birthday. Happy birthday to you, Shirley. Enjoy. Oh, my God, that was fun. It's Meat Church, Alex. It's Meat Church is what's happening on Sundays at the Chicago Culinary Kitchen in Palatine. Over there, over by there, off of Northwest Highway in Quinton.
Northwest Highway in Quinton.
Northwest Highway in Quinton. Do we need a break before I take some news?
Just a quick break.
Quick break. More after this on 720 WGN. You are listening Pretty Late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, live in the Allstate Showcase studio. Joining me is Michelle L'Amour, and she's been telling us about her new show coming up for Valentine's Day weekend at Untitled Desire Decadence Dessert of Valentine's Day Celebration.
It is my 15th year producing a Valentine's Day show here in Chicago.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
Do you have memories of do you always try to top what you did last year?
Yeah. The very first show I did here was at the Congress Theater, and it was a disaster.
Was it?
Yeah, I kind of can't believe I have a career.
What was disastrous
bad.
About it?
The Congress?
Yeah, the Congress is not...
Started with the destination, yeah. The venue.
Not really equipped for shows and things.
It's a little rougher on the edges.
We had a major technical problem. Mm-hmm. Which caused us to just vamp for about 45 minutes.
Oh, boy.
And it was our first show in Chicago, and I did everything. I did the costuming, choreography, performed, 10 numbers, did all the ticketing,
sure.
Did the seating. everything. It was a disaster, like nervous breakdown level.
What was the audience doing during this disaster? Were they yelling or?
They seemed fine because there wasn't really any burlesque here. So they were just like, okay, cool. And it's, you know, they seem to enjoy it, but I mean, I didn't enjoy it.
And you know this now, which is that an audience doesn't have any idea what you intended. That's the hardest thing as an artist is if it's something that's a live performance, you have to let go of what, you know, that, or maybe it's for any sort of art, is to let go of what you intended and mm-hmm. let them kind of think that you planned it that way.
Exactly. That's the thing. And that's what I try to tell my performers, you know, if people come up to you and say, oh, that was so great.
Yeah.
Let them have their moment and don't be like, well, I meant to do this and I kind of tripped here and the, you know, like, don't take it away. Just say thank you
and move on. Yeah. Do what you want to do next time.
Exactly.
Do you find that you're nodding, Greg, because I know that you're also an artist.
Well, when I was with Cats,
no way. Look on
Patty's face. Deuteronomy. When I was with Cats.
You were Deuteronomy.
Yeah. Uh-huh. When I was with Cats, the same thing. I got to do.
I want to see those photos.
Yeah.
No, well, that was before I was
the wrestling.
No, before Michael first? Flatley.
Okay. Yes.
Lord of the Dance. Mm-hmm. I did a lot of that. we broke.
You're
you know,
just
we
a Renaissance man.
Yeah. You know, I had different ideas of the way the show I wanted to go, and he was like, "No, I want it this way."
He's all the Irish dancing stuff.
Yeah.
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 You wanted a little more clogging, like.
I did.
More of like Holland look.
Wooden shoes.
Yeah. Yes. No, that seems like a good way to
go.
Were you
bored of the dance?
I was. Yeah. I was. Well, then.
That's a good show. Bored of the Dance.
It is. And then we got those girls that play the violins. You know,
the fiddles?
Yes. Mm-hmm. The sirens or whatever. What are they called?
The sirens. Yeah.
No, what you went on to do was to make good meat.
Thank you.
And bring me bags of pork mafia.
Pork mafia.
What am I holding in my hand?
You are holding some magic that is Memphis mud made by a good friend of ours, Phil Wingo. He makes all these different spices. He's really big in the barbecue industry. So
right here in Palos Hills.
He is. So if you need any kind of seasoning made, he is your guy.
I'm trying to figure out what these seeds are in here because it doesn't seem to be on the list of ingredients.
Well, if it's coming from Phil, I'm not going to say.
He's got secret things in here. Cause
yeah, they're secret, all right.
It says salt, brown sugar. Oh, spices, I see. That's kind of.
He can't give everything away.
It's kind of a catch-all. Spices, move along. Mm-hmm. This is not what you
nothing
you.
To see here.
Next ingredient, paprika. Isn't that also a spice?
Mm-hmm.
I'm just and dehydrated garlic. Thank you. Thankfully, it's not hydrated. That would be weird. It'd be moist.
Nobody wants it moist.
Can I say, why do people hate that word? Is that
I love that word.
We had a girl at class, and she was like, I said moist, and she like shunned, and I said moist. Every single time I could.
There are people right now flinching because we said moist.
Well, they said we should say damp. And I'm like, you're going to call food damp?
No.
Damp.
Damp is
that's
dirty.
That's like moldy.
Yeah. Damp is dirty.
I think damp is worse.
Like, hey, let me check something out. You're damp tonight, baby.
You're damp.
Your dampness is turning me on.
Let me call Permaseal and help you out with that.
I think that's in 50 Shades of Grey.
It's the 51st shade.
Yeah.
Well, Duncan Hines, I mean, you know. It's
how
not
else are
you
going to have cake if it's not moist?
Moist, yeah.
50 shades damper.
The damp cake. Enjoy your damp cake now.
And let's get nakedy.
Because the next word is dank.
Listen, you.
Damp and dank. There's just nothing appealing about that. She really did not want you to say damp about meat, did she?
No, but I was
that
like...
That was what somebody suggested.
Once I knew that I got in, I'm like, oh, it's on.
Well, and you can't really judge considering you hate the word nakedy. So I think that there's...
I'm going to try to bring it in, though. For
nakedy?
Yes.
I think it works for meat.
Moist and nakedy.
Yeah.
The meat starts out nakedy.
Yeah, and then we're going to...
And then you apply layers.
While keeping it moist.
Yes, it's all happening. So know. When you are teaching one of your classes, how do you tell people, like, where does someone go to buy a side of brisket? Is it a side? Is it a, what is brisket?
Brisket is a whole piece of brisket. So we use different purveyors down in the city here. We use Wichita Packing. We use Kingdom Farms for all that stuff. And the meat is direct. It comes, it's
right.
Point A to B, basically.
So, yeah, for catering, we do a whole brisket. Depending on the season, it depends on the size of the brisket. So typically we look for a 12 to 14 pounder because we like to work with those. They have a good fat layer on them, and They cook in the amount of time that we like to use. But during the winter, you're not going to be able to find those so easily because the cows are going to be fed grain instead of eating the grass. And so the farmers actually don't let their cows get as fat and get that 12 to 14 pound brisket. So you're going to find like more to like a 9 to 10 range.
Okay. Well, I didn't even think of cattle as having a season, right? You think of like strawberry season.
I never heard that
blueberry season.
It goes up like gas.
Does it really? The prices? Yeah. Oh, no, we know. So in the wintertime, it's more expensive?
Mm-hmm.
Vegan during the winter.
And so when they say it's grass-fed beef, then, I mean, you can't get that local in the winter, right?
No, it could come shipped in from, like, Omaha or somewhere else.
Hmm. I think you need to start your own cattle ranch. I see you two, like, opening up a ranch and Montana. Just having your own cattle.
I'll take a zoo.
With burlesque.
Burlesque.
A burlesque cattle ranch.
Burlesque ranch? Yeah.
We could keep them in cages.
Yeah.
Oh. Wait, the burlesque or the cows?
Yes, yes. The burlesque.
This is the weirdest mashup ever, Esmeralda. This is the burlesque ranch.
No, we could do some very Def Leppard chicks in cages.
Yeah.
This is the most I've used this drop
I know.
This
I think
whole week.
I think Michelle's a little bit.
It's our menagerie.
It's a menagerie.
All 80s rock videos have chicks in cages.
Hey, man, I've danced in a cage.
There you go.
I've had a cage.
What chick doesn't want to dance in a cage?
Yeah.
I don't know what's happening. You also travel with a shower sometimes, don't
I
you?
I do, yeah. And now I have a bathtub and a bed.
What?
Mm-hmm. I'm very excited. Yeah.
Craig's
Wait,
like,
please
yeah.
Fill me in.
These are my show props. So I have props. I have a big heart. I have a panther cage. I have a shower. I have a bathtub and a bed right now.
That's awesome. I'm saying, what is travel like? How do you get through?
Travel's hard.
Yeah, I was going to say, I mean, is there a trailer or are you flying with these things?
Well, I drove my cage across the border to Canada and the customs guy was very concerned and confused as to what I did with this cage.
You might be caging Canadians?
Why I have a cage. And he's like, so this is what you do for a living? I'm like, yeah, why are you judging me? Like,
you stay at the border and ask questions.
Yeah.
You do this for a living?
I dance in a cage.
What?
And
let me in.
Greg works with slabs of meat.
Yeah.
You know, I sit in front of a microphone. Everyone's got different things.
Yeah.
Yes, Mike.
I was going to say, you know, I've been trying to do to better myself this year, and mainly it's through eating more barbecue. But I've also wanted to.
Goals, my friend, goals.
I've also wanted to learn how to dance better. Do you give classes to just regular guys who just want to, like, learn how to dance?
I used to, but I don't do that anymore. But there is a guy at the studio who's just started classes on Saturdays. If you're interested, I can give you information. His name is Hot Toddy, and he is the king of burlesque.
I'm sure it is.
Well, he stole my name then. Yeah. I mean, come on. Now what am I supposed to do?
Hot Toddy.
I know, Magic Toddy. Mike's already gone.
And Hot Toddy's going to be in Lanou as well.
Oh, my gosh.
So is Hot Toddy teaching classes for men?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yeah, on Saturdays, 12 to 1:30, I think. Yeah.
See, and, that's perfect. Because I was going to say, like, when I was learning when I was young, and I'm sure that everybody has their own kind of situation that happened when they were young, too. But, like, when you go to, like, tap dance class, you were always just the only guy. Or, I know Greg, yeah, he's just. And,
but
like,
when you're the only guy, you're the star.
Exactly.
Like, automatically.
That's the thing. You're the star. Like, you go to it just to get, like, the focus. Or when I was in a swing dance class one time, and I was the only guy, but I got to dance with all the girls.
Oh,
so, I mean.
See, this is smart.
See, that's what you got to do. Like, you got to get into a dance class and you get all the girls.
Yeah, forget Tinder. I don't know why people are waiting.
Yeah. Go take Tango
exactly.
or something.
Mike, have you tried Tinder?
No comment. Yeah, I've dabbled. I've dabbled in the Tinder game.
Oh boy. Greg and Christina, do you, and also Michelle and Frankie, do you watch young people, anybody who's single, and just go, I don't know how you do that.
I don't know nowadays.
I don't know.
It's too much.
I don't envy them.
I don't. I do and I don't. I mean, I don't envy them in that I am in a happy relationship. But at the same time, it's like, you watch them like a whole, like, world. It's a universe of people, like, swiping and hooking. I mean, like, hooking up and hanging out. And all. It's foreign to me. I mean, Frankie, can you imagine dating in this landscape?
Oh, I can't even. I've got a good friend who's a hip-hop producer. He's been doing it for years. He said things have changed now. After a session, they would all go out and, like, try to... You know, they party, whatever. You see, now as soon as they're done, everyone's on Tinder swiping and just sitting on a sofa in the studio trying to pick up chicks. And you're like, what is that's how fun is that?
I couldn't.
Like
do
it's
it.
Like Jimmy John's, where it's like freaky fast, delivered to your door.
That should be their new motto. That's a great tagline.
Tinder at your door in less than 30 minutes.
Freaky fast.
Nakedy and nice.
See these now. You also still do shirts.
Yeah.
As well as part of your business.
Shockwaves promotional apparel.
And people can like if people are doing fundraisers, if they're.
Yes. Something like that. We don't really deal with the public.
Okay. Oh.
Yeah. So
we should all be so lucky.
Yeah.
We do contract decorating, so we deal with distributors. So they go out and get the accounts, and then they come to us. So we're kind of the middleman. We ship blind to everyone.
We don't do Billy's baseball team, stuff like that. That's not us.
Did you do those red hats that say like "Make America Great" on them? Were those yours?
I would do 10,000 of those or 100,000 in a second. Of course we did.
For the right price, we'll print anything.
I love this. One shirt says barbecue. It's like chocolate for men. And then the other shirt says pork star. Yep. Now, have you heard from there's a comedian named Donnie Baker who has shirts that say pork star on them as well. But that's from a while ago. I don't. I'm just wondering. You guys should like dovetail. He has a great act. And he's a musician, too. It's Donnie Baker and the Pork Pistols.
Oh.
Dirty, rotten, filthy, stinky.
You don't know?
I just wanted to say it on the air.
Pork pistols? Pistol. Pork pistols, yeah.
I like it.
Do you like that? Yeah.
You like pork pistols, huh?
I cook that stuff right up.
Yeah, cook that pork. More after this on 7. Pork pistols, I apologize. Did you just play me doing my mom doing dirty words?
Maybe.
Let me hear that again.
Okay, let me cue it up after the break.
After the break? It's like it's a delayed reaction.
Dirty, rotten, filthy, stinking.
Is that you?
That's me. My mom is from Mexico, and she's really going to be upset. You know what we should do is have her do that, and then we can have it as a loop. We'll do side by side and see how close I come.
I love it. Great idea.
Can't do it right now, though. She's in bed. More after this on 720 WGN.
Dirty, rotten, filthy, stinky.
You're listening Pretty Late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, live in the Allstate Showcase studio. Joining me is Michelle L'Amour, her show La Nuit for Valentine's Day weekend. It's a desire, decadence, dessert of Valentine's Day celebration at Untitled, February 12th, 11th, 12th, and 14th. And there you have dinner with this as well. Mm-hmm. You have like a four-course.
It's a four-course meal.
That's wonderful. Yeah. And I'm going to read some more of this. It's her acclaimed new show. It's an intimate and daring European-inspired evening, unlike anything Chicago has ever seen, and I don't doubt that.
This is true.
It's always tantalizing. And we also have in studio with us our friends from the Chicago Culinary Kitchen, and they've got events coming up. You have some education. These are workshops. This is on Saturday, February 4th. F Lettuce, Where's the Beef?
Mm-hmm.
And then what can people learn from this event?
I actually think we're going to take heads of lettuce and smash them.
Okay. A little Gallagher style?
Yeah.
Hit them with baseball bats?
If you have aggression, we'll just take it out on lettuce.
See,
what are your feelings on kale?
Kale's cool.
Why is kale cool?
Because you could put it in the oven.
It has nutrition.
Yeah. Oh, that's fair. Yes.
Sure.
Lettuce is kind of just water.
Water, yeah.
It's solid water. It's not even smoked water, like your ice cubes for your Bloody Marys.
I'd smoke that.
It was. You may as well.
That's a good shirt class. Right, yeah. There.
And that's this Saturday. 5 courses with craft beer and barbecue pairings, dessert, barbecue demo, and a discussion on how to prep things. Mm-hmm. And that's this Saturday from 4:30 to 7:30. And then what's coming up? What's the Barbecue Alliance Winter Smoke?
That is a bunch of barbecue nerds. It's if you like barbecue.
It's hard for me to throw. I mean, it'd be like saying burlesque nerds, although there are groups that do burlesque nerds. Uh-huh. I guess there's nerds for everything.
Barbecue is a science and an art.
Okay.
So there are barbecue nerds who, I mean, they know, and that's in the nicest term. That's an endearing term. Like, they know the specifics. They weigh the meat when they get it. They weigh it when they season it. They weigh it after they smoke it so that they know exactly what's going on. They make charts on this.
So they know how much like juice has evaporated or
they know their yield, they know how much spice they've used. And they keep it consistent.
Oh dear.
It's very artisan.
Are you the same way? Do you do these very rigorous sort of measurements?
We follow the same strict procedures of what we do all the time so that way things could be repeated And because you know, the worst thing is you go to some place, you're like, you know, this was good this time, but last time it wasn't so good. You know,
right. You try to take notes and see what to do differently or what not to do.
We do. We keep it consistent, but we don't go to the extent of doing the graphs, the charts and everything.
Michelle, do you ever have do you take notes, like journal, like after a show, like that went well or that wasn't quite what I intended?
You know, I try to.
Yeah, me too. I always
It's hard, isn't it?
You should, right.
I do.
It's like that moment's over.
I just started trying again. Mm-hmm. Like if I, you know, have some feelings or thoughts about things, I want to write them down so I can draw on it later.
I tried doing voice memos and then I never listened to them.
Yeah, I tried doing that too. And I have a bunch on my, snarky things on my phone. what am I going to do with these things?
Do you do voice memos too, Greg?
Yeah, to Christina.
That's voicemail.
I'm the secretary, apparently.
It's not quite the same thing. We do have some texts. One listener from the 319 requests burlesque to the music of the band The Killers.
Oh, yeah.
Interesting. I'm not familiar with The Killers. Mm-hmm. Do you have a sample for us to see what she might burlesque to with The Killers?
I can sing it if you want.
You can sing it?
Go for it.
That's intense.
Yeah, we do actually. Here we go.
Here we go.
Yep, hold on a second. Just
imagine. Oh, yeah, I can see that. Because you do. Coming out of my cage. A little too fast. Are you trying to imagine how you make that burlesque?
I mean, I can take my clothes off anything. To anything. You know what I mean? It's really not a problem.
As we all should be able to.
I see tassels in this.
I've yet to learn how to put my tassels on. I still have the tassels you gave me, those really pretty pink and purple ones that were designed specifically for my size.
Yeah, custom ordered.
Yeah. Cause you know,
what a better time than the present. Just,
they're in my drawer at home, waiting a special occasion and adhesives. Mm-hmm. We also have, I'm turning the whole last segment into straight out of context. Y'all are busted. Andrew in Alabama. Thank you, Andrew. Yeah, make sure you send all of that to Nick D. I'm not sure if Dan Shagru has a Dave. Oh my gosh, I can't remember anything. I don't know if Shagru has enough time to get that all together.
He might have to send it to NASA for the mathematical equations because there's so much.
Esmeralda, you have a marriage request, a proposal from the 618.
Oh wow!
Will you please marry me?
No.
It says he knows how to make great tacos, and I give you mucho dinero. Love, Jimmy.
What?
Yeah.
So essentially, he is bribing me to marry him.
No, I mean not with the tacos or the money.
Both.
No, it's just an enticement.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, I wouldn't consider it bribery.
I can find my own tacos.
Okay.
I can't. I'm in. Jimmy, give me a call.
Oh, look at that. Because he didn't, you know, maybe he'll move on to the next.
Maybe.
Swipe right.
It's that round robin game coming back.
Let's see what else do we have with that. Ice comes later. Oh, yeah. This is the open to so many dirty jokes. From our friend Rob said, nothing beats our meat, but I'm guessing that's already taken as a slogan. Yeah, whose slogan is that? Nothing beats our meat.
I don't know.
That's a good butcher's line. Now, we have so much. We only have a few minutes left, and we have just so much to talk to our guests about, and I think I've run out of time. I know you have more events coming up. Where can people get more information about your workshops and seminars?
They can go to www.chicagoculinarykitchen.com. It'll have a list of our classes and also events coming up, as well as our menu and catering menu for when we open as a restaurant. First weekend in March, we'll be open on the weekend, Saturday and Sunday, starting at 11 a.m. until we sell out.
And how do you, with the pairings, I know that you've brought two for me to try with each piece of meat. Do you have that on the menu? You said there's not really a menu. They order when they come in.
We have a specific menu. Right. When we're open to the public, we'll have eight items on the menu.
Okay.
That's it. But very Texas style. You'll see the, go ahead.
As for the craft beer, we'll have a vast selection of more kitschy stuff that you're not going to go find at most commercial restaurants. Mm-hmm. We try and keep a rotation of stuff that's new and coming, little things that we found. But for the pairings, we do have a menu for that goes with the class.
Right.
But when you come in on the weekends and order food to eat, you can pick from the selection of craft beers that we have.
No domestics.
Oh. Yeah.
No domestics. You want Miller Lite, I will tell you what would be similar to that in our cooler.
Wait, so there's domestics, there's import, and then there's craft. Right? Would that be the way you would categorize?
Yes. We're not selling out to the man.
Because a lot of craft beers are by definition, I would think, domestic beers.
Right? Craft domestic.
Yes.
And then you got your domestic big. So craft is based on how much they actually, how many barrels a year they do. So
gotcha.
There's certain companies that actually don't fit into craft, even though they're brewing crafty beers. And then you have your crafty imports.
But there's places that will try to sneak it in.
Ah, sneaky. So you have brisket. What else is going to be on the menu? Like chicken and ribs? And...
We'll do chicken. We also have spare ribs, full spares, the big ones.
Pulled pork.
Pulled pork.
And our McKeska, Texas sausage.
Hello.
Yeah.
Our
somebody perked up.
Frankie's like, I'm sorry.
Our effing mac and cheese.
I'm sorry.
Effin' mac and cheese.
Excellent. Why is it effin'?
Effin' is for flaming hot Cheetos.
Nice. Wait a minute. You put Cheetos in
what?
Your...
Just on top. We give it a nice flaming hot Cheeto crust.
Oh, my God.
I'm telling you, you want a recipe, you come in, you say, I love this, I want to make it. How did you make it? I have no problem sharing the recipes.
I love that.
With your elotes?
Mm-hmm. Oh, we have elotes?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. And what other sides do you have?
And baked beans.
Hello.
Yeah,
pit beans.
Heavy on the bacon.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
It's all about the meat.
I would have been disappointed if there wasn't heavy on the meat.
And we may have some fun sides, like we did whole hog heads a couple weeks ago. Last week. We just brought out the heads and people were like, what's
that's
going
a
on?
Side?
No, that was actually
it's
a whole.
A feature.
Oh,
yeah, it was a feature. And yeah. People were like, this is delicious.
I know.
That's one thing that you can always expect is that there's going to be new things on the menu coming up and just featured because we like to experiment and have fun in the kitchen. So we have our basic set menu, but we're going to want to showcase stuff as well.
And see, that's a great thing. It is. There are some weird similarities between what you do, Michelle Lamour.
There is.
It's sort of like, well, what you like to show off. And I know you put a lot of work into Lanoue. And everyone should go to the show this February 11th, 12th, and 14th at Untitled 111 West Kinsey. Includes a four-course meal, some decadence, some dessert, and delight.
Yes.
It's time now for us to take a quick break. More after this on 720 WGN. So much fun tonight. Thank you for joining us. On Friday night, we do have our Freak Out Friday. Joining us will be Representative Moeller and also Representative Anderson. They'll be on from 11 to midnight, so you can call with any of your questions or comments about what's going on in the state of Illinois and any concerns you might have. Nick D is up next. This is Chicago's very own 720 WGN Chicago, WGNRadio.com. Thank you to all of my guests for joining us.